proud product of Canada. So that was Jimmy Eat World, and I mentioned a proud product of Canada. I might be wrong. We'll ask Lisa Farber, the proudest Canadian in Laguna Beach, when she steps in at 8:30 this morning. Part of Laguna Beach Vibe, LagunaNow.com, Lisa and her report for the weekend. Delighted to be back on a Friday for a couple of reasons. Not just that, but also our opportunity for Chamber Chat. It's straight up, about a minute after 8 o'clock. And as we do each and every Friday, we welcome the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Now, with a brand new president and CEO this morning, we welcome Aaron Slattery. Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good to be here.
It's so great to have you here today and in this position, this new position of yours.
So, I'm so proud to be able to be here and have this new position. It's so exciting. Of course, I am learning my new position and training our new marketing and events person, Joelle Padoue.
Okay.
And so I keep thinking, oh, wait, I was doing that, but now she needs to be doing that.
So let me ask you this. Yes. Is it what's the change like? So you were being delegated things, and now you're delegating things. How is that change? How is that happening? How did that happen for you? First of all, allow me to interrupt and go, this is the perfect position for you. Anyone who's worked with you recently knows the deal and that you are well deserving of this position. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Now, tell me about that transition.
Well, Paula is still here. She is on the board. Yeah. So I am calling her with all the little questions.
Right.
But I'm also just going through the hard drive and the emails and learning as well. Right. So it's interesting, and it's a new challenge, and I'm just so excited to take it on.
And are you a good delegator, or do you tend to take things on yourself and be fingers on? I'm a pain in the butt because I have to do everything myself. So are you a good delegator?
I am trying to be a good delegator, but I do like to be involved. And because we are only a three-person office, we're all still doing everything.
Right,
we're wearing all the hats. So.
So tell me a little bit about Joelle.
So Joelle grew up here in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Okay.
And her grandmother was in Laguna, and there's actually a really cool picture of her at the bottom of Nye's Place in her little bikini in the 60s, I think it is.
Very cool.
In front of the Chamber of Commerce sign.
Very cool.
Yes.
That's a keeper there. That's a
and
keeper.
And Joelle's father was very involved in the Rancho Santa Margarita Chamber.
Right.
So she is familiar with Chamber of Commerce and what they do.
Oh, well, fantastic. Yes. Congratulations to the Chamber and congratulations to you, because you work as hard as anyone I know.
Thank you.
And B, you and Paula are an amazing chemical team. You have that chemistry going there. And Joelle, I'm sure, will be a great addition, and we're looking forward to meeting her at some point. Bring her in at some point. Let's talk to her.
I think she's coming in next week.
Oh, look at this.
So. Right.
ask and I shall receive. I had asked you a while back, I'd like to talk to this person again, because, my God, look, the fascinating stuff that they're doing, and I know that the Echo clothing line is, I want to talk about that. We had him on, has it been a month, Daniel? It's been a little longer than that. It's been a little longer than a month. Daniel Rakowski is with the Mermaid Store with a fascinating new line of clothing. First of all, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning. And thank you for having me, Ed.
You look great today. I'm just excited about this Echo clothing line of yours. Can you tell us, first of all, tell the audience who doesn't know about the Mermaid Store.
Well, so we opened the Mermaid Store back in 2019. It's located on the main beach, well, across from the main beach. It's right by the Starbucks, and so far it's been great, right? So it's like I said, who doesn't love mermaids, right? All the kids. I'm like I say, it's like, that's the second happiest place on earth, right after Disneyland. And I can see that.
And with the price of Disneyland tickets, I would put you now at first,
I'm working on this new collection, eco-friendly, because what it is, I'm not trying to drop the names, but it's people don't understand, it's what we're facing with the clothing, with all those fast fashion.
Right.
So it's people, it looks beautiful on us, it's affordable, but it's plastic, it's polyester. So it's I'm working with a manufacturer in Los Angeles to create a clothing line which is made out of biodegradable modal. Modal is it's fabric which is made from the beech trees in Europe. What it is, it's like we have to understand, it's like polyester, it's a plastic. It's like after it's, we use it, unfortunately, it's going to end up in a landfill. And
so if this shirt, well, it's not polyester, but if this shirt were polyester when I was done with it or whatever, it got ripped and I threw it in the trash,
yes.
That is really like I'm destroying the ecology that
That's
way.
That's what right? it is, exactly. Mm-hmm. So with modal, so it's like it's everything, like all the process of making modal, it's eco-friendly too, so they don't use as much chemicals. And after you're done using fabric model, after 6 months, it turned into dust. So it's like, it's 100% like eco-friendly. So I feel like using the small brand like mine, I feel like it's time for all of us to like have a sit back and look like, okay, what are we doing for our environment?
Because
like I said, it's like we have to, I feel like we have to think about our generation to come, and it's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do in 100 years? It's like, what are our kids going to do?
Right.
So I feel like, you know, it's like, I hope with my small brand, I'm gonna spread the word, you know, to make the world a better place.
Right. I love the idea. I love that you're doing that, because what we've been harping on this program here forever now is the fact that we have not paid attention to the warnings, and the warnings from 50 years ago and 30 years ago, and in 2006 with Al Gore, and then, you know, these are warnings that we have neglected. Mm-hmm. So. Will you be able to, and I don't mean this on a business sense, but will you be able to succeed in getting the message out of the importance of this?
I'm trying. Mm-hmm. You know what we have to remember right now, who's our client is Millennium. Millennium, actually, they are eco-friendly. So I feel like, you know, it's like, I'm actually all my employees who work for me, it's like I always like train them. I'm like, hey, it's not about just selling stuff. It's all about the story about it. Like, let's spread the news. What are we doing? So it's like, you know, honestly, there's a lot of people who when I'm in the store, when I'm talking about it, they just not aware of it. And honestly, they kind of feel ashamed as a human being. Like, Daniel, you're right. What are we doing is wrong. I'm like, what you're doing is great. So I'm hoping like, you know, each client, one client at a time, we're going to make the world a better place.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, European beech nut trees?
Beech trees, yes.
Or beech trees.
Yes.
So specifically, where do these trees, what region do these trees come from?
And they are in Poland, Czech, Austria, and Switzerland.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, so it's like, it's the tree, and like I said, it's just tree, right?
Right.
And it's like, what is, there's no harm to tree, because like, you know, they just harvest from around the tree. So it's like the tree, they're 100 years old, and it's like, they still like growing. So it's like, that's kind of great.
And what's the process of turning them into clothing? How is that process done?
We have to understand, even with cotton, it's like, how we produce the cotton. I'm like, in order to harvest cotton, there's... You can buy of course like the organic cotton, but still it's like just the process is similar to like cotton, but what it is with the beech tree, we don't use as much chemicals to make modal.
Right.
So it's like it's super eco-friendly. So it's like, yes, I'm like I said, it's like they're a company who's trying to do like recyclable plastic, but we have to understand, okay, that is extending life of plastic. Okay, it's better option, but on the end, that's still plastic which is gonna end up in a landfill.
Right.
So I feel like using modal, of course, there's like organic bamboo as well, which is like, you know, it's the same. But like I said, it's important, I'm like, to learn about it, because for me, it's not just about to like, oh yeah, let's just find a brand who's gonna do bamboo. No, for me, it's like, I feel like I'm learning every day, and it's like how to do better. Because for example, it's like, I didn't know about it. I'm learning every day.
Right.
It's like, just for example, bamboo. There is a process how they make the fabric out of bamboo. Mm-hmm. And I've learned, I'm like, actually just bamboo fabric, it's not eco-friendly. Because what it is, how much water they're using, how much chemicals they're using to make the bamboo material, it's not eco at all.
Whoa.
So it's like, so you know, okay. So you have to, so when I'm doing research, when I'm looking like, you know, all those factors, I'm like, I'm still learning. And you know, it's just amazing how you know what was coming into it to like make sure it's like I'm checking like every aspect of it. So it's like I want to make sure that it's like what I'm doing is the right way to do it.
That's fascinating what you said about bamboo, because I was under the impression, okay, bamboo, boom, eco-friendly, but like the process of making stuff, and okay, that makes
like
sense.
Like I said, it's like I'm learning too. So it's like, you know, it's so fascinating for me as well. So I feel like, because that's what I love what I do, because I'm like, I'm learning every day. And it's like, I'm like, if I can spread the word and like, you know, teach someone something new about how to be eco-friendly, I feel like, hey, that's amazing.
Right.
That's amazing, right?
And you're in the perfect community for wanting to be eco-friendly, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yes.
So are you designing the clothes themselves?
Yes, I do design the clothes. I am manufacturing in LA. So it's like I said, I'm hoping in the next like 2-3 weeks, I'm going to have the first collection, like the first item coming to the store. So it's like, stay tuned.
Okay. Yes. I'm excited. Can you give us a little, what is the first item? Is it a
The first item is going to be tank tops. They're going to be for kids, men's and women's. Okay. And then after, I'm going to work on like the whole collection, like a short, we're not going to beach, come on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I want a shorts, like, you know, all kind of like beachy stuff. So it's like, yeah, but I'm excited. And what is about the model, because people say, okay, so how's it going to feel? I was surprised because actually model, it feels like silk.
Ooh.
It's so nice. It's so soft. So I feel like that's going to be hit.
Okay. Yeah. It's already a hit with me. I'm telling you. Give me a tank top. I'll take the silk tank top. Thank you very much. Yeah. So the process of doing, is this an expensive process, and will the clothes themselves be a little more expensive than regular?
You know what? Okay. Because I'm like, what in my store, I always like ask people, I'm like, I want to hear the feedback. What are they going to do? And it's like, oh yeah, then you know what? I'm like, but what's going to be the price? And actually just, and like, what's important for me, I want to find a manufacturer in LA, which is important for me because everything's going to be made in USA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm big about it. I'm like, so actually I'm like, the cost is not going to be that such a different. It's okay. Like the difference between like regular like cotton or like polyester t-shirt, let's say like the cost is around like $20-$30.
Right.
That's going to be almost the same price. It's going to be like $2-$3 more.
Right. And the argument can't, and I'm tired of the argument being, oh, that costs you, you know, it costs pennies more. Well, you know what? A couple of pennies to save the environment, to save our world. You know, I think very well worth the investment if it's a couple of pennies more. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
It's just like when you go to the store and you round up to the next dollar so that you can go to the nonprofit of your choice or something like that.
Yes. So, you just gave me an idea about, thank you. That's a good idea.
Yeah. No.
So we spoke earlier and I mentioned that if this shirt was polyester, it's actually hemp. And I wonder if you know if hemp is
eco-friendly. Yes.
It is eco-friendly. Okay.
It's better than bamboo.
Yes. I mean, like, well, I guess without bamboo, if it's organic bamboo, yes, you're good. But if it's just bamboo, the process of making the fabric, it's like, oh no, it's not eco-friendly at all.
Right.
Okay.
And so as you're designing these clothes and as we'll be seeing them in your store, so how soon might we be seeing the first tank tops?
I would say like 2-3 weeks.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Because like I said, designs are already done. I'm just waiting for the manufacturer to like start like cutting and sewing everything. So it's exciting. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's like perfect time for me to be here and like spread the word, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you told us something fascinating about glitter.
Yes, because what it is, it's like, okay, with all my brand, I'm trying to, you know, like promoting eco-friendly lifestyle, not only like with my clothing line, but it's like most of the products in my store. So, okay, we do have like loose glitter. It's biodegradable glitter. And we do have sunscreen with the biodegradable glitter. Because people like, I always tell to my client, I'm like, people don't understand what is glitter. Glitter is a microplastic and looks beautiful on our skin. On the end of the day, you're going to the bathroom, you're washing it off. Mm-hmm. And you think like, oh yeah, you're going to say you're going down the drain. You're going to say like, oh yeah, but you know what? I'm like, we have filters. Unfortunately, it's a microfilter. It's micro glitter, so it's like the filters cannot catch it.
Right.
So that's going straight to the ocean.
Right.
And what happened with that, our fishes, they think it's a plankton. Fishes eat that. We, as a human, we catch the fish and we eat that. So on the end, I'm like, we poison ourselves.
Right.
So with biodegradable glitter, it's a plant-based as well. Mm. And after 3 days being in the water, it dissolves into nothing. So there's no harm to the ocean, which is kind of amazing. I mean, people don't think about it, right?
Really? You never really think about that chain, the food chain.
Yes.
It gets into our ocean, the fish eat it, we eat the fish, and then other fish eat that. Yeah.
So on the end, we poison ourselves actually with the glitter. And it's like, if you just go to any store, the glitter is everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah. And I got to say this, I don't find it extra attractive. I don't find glitter on people extra attractive or anything. It's just,
I agree. But if you even think about like Mardi Gras, the events in Australia, I'm like, how much glitter is over there?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I hear that 2 years ago, they actually banned the glitter over there just because it's not eco-friendly. But it's like, even it's all over. It's all over. So it's like, I feel like with small brand like mine, I'm trying to like, okay, hey guys, I'm like, let's just think about it. What are we doing with our environment? I'm like, let's think about, you know, because like I say, it's still plastic. It's microplastic, but it's still plastic.
Right. Yeah. So with your new clothing line, can we find this online? Can we?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So you can find everything on my website, www.the-mermaid.store.com. Or just come to our store. We are right on the main beach.
Right, fantastic. So tell us what's happening with you, Erin.
Yes. So we actually have our Government Affairs Committee meeting coming up next week on September 1st. That will be via Zoom. Okay. So we'd love to have you because it is current Mayor Sue Kemp. And so you won't want to miss that one. Mm. And then we have that same evening a ribbon cutting at the Laguna Canyon Winery.
Oh, nice.
So if you love your wine like I do, it's going to be fun. They're actually going to give away a souvenir glass, and they have this fancy Italian wine dispenser. And it's also a venue that you can book for your holiday party coming up.
Oh, that's very cool.
So it should be a fun event on Thursday evening, September 1st.
I'm a fan of wine.
Yes.
I am.
Who's not, right?
Yeah. I'm a red wine fan. Yeah.
And then, of course, we do have our City Council Candidate Forum coming up on Thursday, September 15th.
Yes, we do.
So Ed will be the moderator. It should be a very interesting evening.
Yeah, it's going to be we now have 7 candidates for City Council running for City Council. It is an important event to check out. So yes. If you're a citizen here and you vote in town, September 15th, 6 o'clock, it's an important event. You get to meet these candidates, find out where they are on positions that you may or may not hold. So we'll look forward to that.
And that will be via Zoom as well.
Yeah. How's the taste going?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, taste.
So, okay.
More restaurants.
That's where my question is now.
Yes.
That's where the delegation of authority comes in. How did that handoff work?
Well, we're still working on it. Yeah, Paula is still around, but she's handed off a lot of it to me.
Yeah.
And she's just letting me know what she's still working on and what I need to take over as far as different restaurants.
Right.
That's what we're focusing on now, is getting our restaurants on board.
Okay.
So we just got The Loft at the Montage, as well as Splashes at the Surf and Sand.
That's a grab.
So we're very excited about
that. Very, very cool. Yes. Congratulations there. And yes. It's going to be a cool night. Tell us, it is the 13th.
Yes, it is Thursday, the 13th of October. Mm-hmm. It's going to be from 5 to 10. And it is going to be a blast with the Mighty Untouchables.
Look very forward to it. Aaron Slattery, President, CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations again. Thank you. It was wonderful having you here today. Wave to Paula for us, if you would, please.
Yes.
And congratulations and welcome to Joelle.
Yes.
Daniel Rakowski, you're doing great stuff, man. I cannot thank you enough for that clothing line and your intent behind it more than anything else.
Thank you. Like I said, it's like all we can do, just try the best, right?
Okay. Mermaid Store just across from Main Beach. If you're looking for a specific web address, whatever, give me a buzz here and I'll get you in touch with that. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
8:19 the time.
Yay.